good company.
Okay, today's daf is Ayin Zayin. We're going to continue through the Ayin Chedavot Aleph, so on Shabbat you don't have to do the daf because we'll do half of it today and half of it on Sunday. Thankfully, the dapim are short. Okay, so we were at the Mishnah. We were dealing with this Mishnah on Ayin Vav. Ayin Hey Amabet. About the Asham Shinitare Bishlamim, Rabbi Shimon Omer Shnei Mishchatu Batzafon V'yachlu Kechamor Shavahem. Right? And Chachamim said, Ein Mevim Kodshim Lebeit HaPsul. And then Rava said that Rabbi Shimon is only talking about B'dieved, but not L'chatchila. And then Abaye brought four questions, or he brought three, and Rabbi Yosef suggested a fourth, about how you could say that L'chatchila, this is okay. And then in the context of that, we were in the middle of dealing with this, the last question, which was, if someone is a Safek Mitzora, can he bring a... he brings... Rabbi Shimon says that he can bring an Asham, even though it's Safek, and he can bring the Log Shemin with it. And if, in the worst case, if he's not a Mitzora, right, then the Asham will be Shomei Nidava, and the Log Shemin will go for Shemin of Nidava. Okay, so we're in the middle of asking questions specifically about the log and how does it work. And then we said, if you recall, what we said was that you would have to take the log. If it was a log of nidava, then you would have to do a kmitza of the log. And then you would have to burn it on the mizbeach. And then you would have to refill the oil and sprinkle it, do the sprinklings of the mitzora, to be yotze both opinions. And what we said was that if you bring it as a nidava, what you're doing is you basically bring the kmitza, and the rest of the oil is called shiraim, and that's now allowed to the kohanim because you took from it a kmitza, and the rest goes to the kohanim. So now they're going to ask a question on that. V'ha ika shiraim debay malinhu v'ika hachporta delo kametz ilave. So they say there's a problem now with the shiraim, because what happened? You took the kmitza, you burned it on the mizbeach. That's supposed to be matri the shiraim. But what did you do to these shiraim? You added more oil to them. Once you add more oil, that's the bai milinhu. You need to limale. You need to add more to it. And now there's hachporta, there's a little bit, dilo kamitzalayu, that you didn't do a kmitza for, because there's the stuff that you added, which means that the shiraim now shouldn't be allowed to the kohanim. So what do they answer? Because now the shiraim have more than what was actually given to the kohanim. So the answer, diparikle, the kohen has to redeem that portion. However much you added, let's say you added a half a cup, so that half a cup, he would have to take the value of a half a cup and redeem it to basically say, okay, I'm paying for this portion because I know this portion really doesn't belong to me. Because remember, the only portion that could belong to him is the portion that they brought a kmitza on, whatever's left from that portion, right? In other words, not the portion they took the kmitza on, the kmitza part is burnt. But whatever's left should be allowed, but now he's got more than that, and that's not allowed, so he redeems it. So now they say, technical problem, deparik lehecha. Where exactly is he doing this redeeming? What happens when he redeems it? The portion of the oil that he redeemed becomes chulin. What's the problem? Now you have chulin in the azara. So igavai, if you're talking about you're inside the mikdash, kama ayo chulin lazara, he's basically bringing in chulin lazara. Now he's not exactly bringing them in because they're already in, but he's turning something into chulin in the azara because he's redeeming it. I abrai, if he brings it outside the mikdash, what's the problem? Ifsale biyote, you can't take out kodshim. You're not allowed outside the mikdash. So ifsale biyote. So therefore, where can he possibly do this? Lo alam gavai. What really is, he does it inside. It's not called bringing in chulin la'azara when the chulin are created within the mikdash. So therefore, it's okay. Now we have another problem. This was all to explain Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Remember, this is a question on Rabbi Shimon, and from this we got, right? And this was all, sorry, it was a question on Rava, interpreting Rabbi Shimon, and it was from a braita. The whole thing was said in the name of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, if you're a Safek Mitzora, you bring the shemen, you bring the asha. But now they say, surprisingly, Vaha Amar Rabbi Shimon, Eim Mitnadvim Shemen. But wait a minute. This whole idea that you can bring shemen, a shemen nidava, is a machloket. And Rabbi Shimon sides on the side of the machloket that says you can't bring shemen as a nidava. So how could he have possibly suggested this suggestion? That, remember, he suggested he didn't get into all the details. We got into all the details saying, well, what do you do with the log shemen? If you're not a mitzvah, so the Gemara simply answered, you say it's shemen nidava. But now they say you can't say it's shemen nidava because Rabbi Shimon himself says you can't bring such a thing as a shemen nidava. So the Gemara answers, Tikune Gavra Shani. We saw this answer before. It's true you can't bring it in general, but if you're stuck in the situation where you're a Sefik Mitzorah and the only way to get out of fixing yourself is by doing this, in that situation he would allow a Sefik Shemen Nidava. Okay, so he would allow. Yativ Rav Ruchume Kameda Ravina. The Yativ Ka'amar Mishmeda Rav Huna Bar Tachlifa. So Rav Ruchume was sitting in front of Ravina, and he said in the name of Rav Huna Bar Tachlifa, V'neima, why don't we just say very simply, Asham Ze Yehe Asham Taloi. Why can't you say that this Asham will be an Asham Taloi? In other words, either it's a Mitzorah, or instead of saying a Shamei Nedava, what could we say it is? We could say it's an Asham. Remember, the whole problem, where did we start? We said, if we allow this to be Shamei Nedava, then what do you see from Rabbi Shimon? That L'chatchila, you can create a situation where you might be limiting the time frame, right, and causing a potential psul, because you're taking Shlamim, and you're saying, well, these Shlamim, instead of being eaten for 2 days and a night, they're now going to be treated like an Asham, and they can only be good for 1 day and a night. So why don't you just do a better answer, which is either it's an Asham Mitzorah, or it can be an Asham Taloi. What's an Asham Taloi? An Asham Taloi is when you're not sure if you did a sin. You can bring a Korban Asham. And if you did the sin, right, so you can be in the Sefik, and you can bring it to kind of carry you over until you realize, in fact, that you did something, that you realize you actually made a mistake.
Or didn't,
right? But if you do, then remember you have to bring a Korban Chatat then. Okay, this is for a sin that you did mistakenly. So you could bring an Asham Taloi. Now, why could you bring an Asham Taloi if you didn't do anything wrong? Because there's a basic assumption that it's possible you did something wrong, and that people make mistakes all the time. So in theory, you can bring an Asham Taloi even though you're not even not sure that you did something wrong. We can just assume that you're in a constant state of, maybe I did something wrong. So therefore, you should be allowed to bring an Asham Taloi as an option. And it should be, it's a better option, because then it wouldn't prove anything about our point about whether you're limiting, because an Asham Taloi and an Asham have the same criteria in terms of time that can be eaten and location. So what do they answer? Why wasn't this offered as a suggestion? Shmamina, so from the fact that this wasn't offered as a suggestion, shows that we can infer that what? Man tana de paligale de Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon hu de amar em minadvim asham taloi. Now we're going to learn that Rabbi Eliezer says you can be mitnadev and asham taloi. You can say, it's likely maybe I did something wrong, and you think, just to cover all my bases, let me bring an asham taloi. But this asham taloi generally is brought when you think you did something wrong, you're just not sure. You ate something that you're not sure was a chelev, wasn't a chelev, you have no idea, but you're concerned. What Rabbi Eliezer says is that you can bring it randomly. Random one day, you say, you know what, let me bring an Asham Taloi just in case I made a mistake. So now they say, from the fact that this wasn't the suggestion that Rabbi Shimon brought, it must mean that Rabbi Shimon is the one, it was known that somebody disagreed with Rabbi Eliezer. They didn't know who. It must be Rabbi Shimon who disagreed, because otherwise Rabbi Shimon would have offered this as a solution, which also fits in, by the way, if he doesn't think you could be Mitnadev Shemen. Maybe his whole approach was, there's only certain nidavot, right? It's a very interesting approach, by the way, to say, do we have, can you just bring anything you want, anytime you want? Or do we limit how much, do we take just the nidavot that are explicit in the Torah or, something along those lines, and those are the things you can bring as nidava, but you can't just bring anything as nidava. So there's a bit of, you could say there's like a different approach here about whether these things are allowed or not. So now, the best response to this guy, who said, what happened? Rav Ruchumi was in front of Ravina and said this thing in the name of Rav Huna Bar Tachlifa, to which he answers, Amarle, Torah, Torah, oy vavoy, don't you know Torah? Imre bedichri mechalfelach, you're talking about two totally different animals. In other words, you can't say this Asham Etzara could go as an Asham Taloi, because the Asham Taloi is done with a ram that's in its second year, and the Asham Etzara is done with a lamb in its first year, and you can't bring, you know, one and the other. It's either one or the other. So in other words, how could you, it's a great line, you know, it's, you, by the way, this is very comforting, because you could see
they
also were confused with all the animals and which animals are proper, which
thing. Well, it reinforces the fact that they were
that
so
they
distant
weren't doing
from it.
Exactly. It reinforces the fact that they're distant from it, right? These are much more difficult details for us to remember because we're not practicing them on a daily basis. So because of that, it's much more complicated. This is, by the way, where women are going to have a distinct advantage when we get to Nida. So we're going to understand it a lot better than the men. Okay. Now we're moving on to the next mission. Evarei chatat, more ta'arovot. Evarei chatat shenitaru be'evarei ola. We now have parts, body parts of the chatat that are mixed up with the body parts of the ola. Now, what's the difference between them? The ola, everything gets burned on the mizbeach. The chatat, only the, right, what part gets burned on the mizbeach? No, prove myself that we don't remember anything. The chazen, the shok, no, that goes to the kohen, or the, okay. So with the chatat,
and the chatat is offered, only a portion of its fats and internal organs are burned. The rest of it, including the evarim, is consumed by the
kohen. Fine. So the ports, okay. So the internal organs and some of the chelev. Okay. Yeah. What happens to the rest of it? The rest of it is the shirayim, right? It goes to the kohen, as Ruth said. But what's the important part? We learned yesterday that once your ma'aleh was supposed to go on the mizbeach and you burn it, you're not allowed to burn the rest of it. Remember, that's the avera, bal taktiru, it's called. You cannot burn it. We saw that from the pasuk. Ve'el mizbeach lo ya'alu l'reach nichach, right? And we saw from the pasuk before also. It said, right, the lo tochal se'or, and then it said, here, and we darshan lo taktiru mimenu both ways. Both on the beginning of the pasuk, you can't bring se'or dvash, and also on the end of the pasuk, ishel Hashem. Once you brought the ishel Hashem, you're no longer allowed to be a taktiru. So therefore, if it's an ola, it has to be burned in the mizbeach. If it's a chatat, it's not allowed to be burned in the mizbeach, because you already burned the part that was supposed to be burned, and you're not allowed at this point to burn anything else, so you're stuck. So what do we do? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yitain lamala, you can burn it all in the mizbeach. How so? V'ro'e ani et basara chatami lamala ki ilu hein etzim. If you remember, we ended yesterday, or toward the end of yesterday's daf, we ended actually with this. If you look at the very bottom of Ayin Vav Amubet, it says, there's a brayta that says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, l'reach nichach, that was the pasuk I just read, right? The chol dvash, sorry, where's the pasuk? Lo ya'alu l'reach nichach. No, I found that pasuk. No, I don't see the other pasuk, but right, the korban yishel Hashem l'reach nichach. Okay, so what did he learn there? Here, korban reshi takrivu otam laHashem ve'elam izbeach lo ya'alu l'reach nichach. So they darshan that, right? That was the pasuk that came right after the lo taktiru mimenu. So they're saying lo taktiru mimenu, right? You can't bring them up l'reach nichach. So what did he say? L'reach nichach yatam ale otam. You can use them as for burning on the mizbeach. So therefore, what does he say very simply? Right, he says, ro'ani basar chatami lamala ki ilu hein etzim. If it's basar chatat, then we can say that this is l'shem etzim. Okay? And it's not l'shem. By the way, there's a machloket about this ro'ani. Is ro'ani the halacha stating this is what it's viewed as? Or does it actually mean that the kohen has to state explicitly, if this is ola, this is being burned l'reach nichach. If it's chata, then it's just being burned as etzim. Okay, so there's a debate among the Rishonim about how to understand this. The chachamim don't like this option. They say, ti'ubar tzuratan, you have to let them get spoiled, which means that once they're spoiled, what are they? It's a din of notar, they're left over beyond the time. And yetzu lebeit hasreifa, and then like notar, you have to burn them. Okay, so chachamim say there's nothing to be done. There's no solution. So now the Gemara is going to say, and we're going to see again what we just saw before. My tamid Rabbi Eliezer, what's his reason? Amar krav ve'elam izbeach lo ya'alu l'reach nichach. L'reach nichoch yatam ha'aleh, aval atam ha'aleh otam l'shem etzim. Okay, that's what we already saw. That's Rabbi Eliezer's reason. V'rabanan, now what about Rabbanan? Mi'et rachmana otam. Okay, the Torah limits otam hu di'yatam ha'aleh, aval atam ha'aleh otam l'shem etzim. Okay, so now this is going back to the pasuk. Go back. So remember, there's Vayikra Perek Bet Pasuk Yud Aleph and Yud Bet. So Yud Aleph says, any mincha you bring can't be chametz, right? No seor, no dvash. And then the next pasuk says, Korban reshit takrivu otam laHashem, belam izbech lo yalu. So what do they say from this otam? Otam is referring to the seor and the dvash. So they say, otam iatam ale. The seor dvash can be used for etzim, aval midi achrine lo. In other words, the reach nichoch is only referring to the beginning part of the earlier pasuk, the seor and the dvash, and not to the isur of lo lahaktir after you've already burned it on the fire. So he's basically distinguishing the otam comes to refer back to the seor and the dvash, and that's the subject of that second sentence, and not the isur of bal taktiru, which means that this reach nichoch drashav Rabbi Eliezer would only be referring to the seor and the dvash and not to anything that's not allowed to be burned in the mizbeach because the major part was already burnt, or the part that had to be burned was burnt. So he says that that's his drasha. For Rabbi Eliezer, what does he do with otam? Otam hu de rabbi lecha kevesh kamizbech, aval midi achrine lo. He says, those are things that if you put them on the kevesh, okay, now there's the mizbech and there's the ramp of the mizbech. The question is, does the ramp of the mizbech have the same din as the mizbech itself? Okay, so what does Rabbi Eliezer say? He says that this otam comes to say that the otam is to say that the seor udvash cannot go on the ramp of the mizbeach, but that's because they say there's actually three different options about where they darshan this, but let's just go with one of them. It says korban reshit takrivu otam laHashem ve'el hamizbeach lo yalu. It just could have said uba mizbeach lo yalu or something like that, because this is ve'el hamizbeach. They say that includes not only the mizbeach but also the ramp. Okay, so again, there's three different options of where they learn it from, but one of them is to say it's darshan from El HaMizbeach. So, what are they saying? The Otam comes to say that it's just these that we view the Kevesh like the Mizbeach, but other things we don't view the Kevesh like the Mizbeach. Okay, and they're allowed to, you know, if you put them on the Kevesh, they're not, if you put them on the Kevesh, then they're not disqualified, I guess is the idea here. Just one second. Right, that it's not going to be asur, like putting them, it's not the same isur as putting them on the mizbeach. Okay, you're not going to be obligated. If you took the parts that aren't allowed to be burned on the mizbeach, like the rest of the chatat, and you put it on the ramp, that's not asur. Okay, that's not asur like putting it up on the top of the mizbeach, which you're not allowed to do. But you can put it on the ramp, whereas the dvash and the seor are not allowed to go on the ramp either. Okay, so this din of El HaMizbeach, the word otam, according to Rabbi Shimon, comes to talk about the seor and the dvash relating to the issue of kevesh kamizbeach, and not the issue we were talking about previously about the reach nichoch. You follow? Those are the two different. Sorry, Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, Chachamim are going to say. Sorry, what did I say, Rabbi Shimon? Okay, Chachamim are going to say that otam is relating to the seor and the dvash related to the reach nichoch, and that's a din only for those things, that you can put them on the mizbeach l'shem etzim. What's interesting about this, Chachamim come out with a kula about the seor dvash, and not about the rest. And Rabbi Eliezer, it's the opposite. It's the others, right, the dafka, we're going to be more machmir with the seor dvash, that those things can't go on the ramp, whereas the others can. But according to him, the reach nichoch applies to everything, in which case the p'tor of the reach nichoch is going to be a p'tor. In other words, if you don't do the reach nichoch l'shem etzim, it's going to be a p'tor for everything across the board. So now they're going to say, "V'rabanan tarteish mamina," right? So Rabbanan are going to explain. Wow! So now, right? So they're going to say in the end that Rabbanan also agree that the kevesh, that we're going to be machmir on the seor and the dvash with the ramp. He's going to basically say, I learned both those things. Okay? Now they're going to say, Matnitin de lo ki haitana. Okay? Our Mishnah. Okay, so we've read our Mishnah kipshuto. What does the Mishnah say? We're now going to see there's two versions of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, and that's not two versions of the Mishnah, but two versions of this machloket. One appears in our Mishnah, and one appears somewhere else. Okay? One is a different opinion about this whole machloket, which is not going to be in sync with our next Mishnah. Okay? This other version we're going to see doesn't follow our next Mishnah. So again, our Mishnah says that the machloket Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim is about Evarei Chatat Shenitarvu Be'Evarei Ola. Now we're going to see that there's three topics, and we're going to see that according to this other version, Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim agree about two of the topics, and there's a third topic they differ about, and it's not the one in our Mishnah. So in other words, this other opinion thinks that our Mishnah is talking about a machloket that doesn't exist. Okay? D'tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so now we're going to say Rabbi Yehuda has a different approach to the machloket. Lo nechleku Rabbi Elazar v'chachamim al evarei chatat shenitarvu be'evarei ola, sheyikrivu. Both Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim think that if evarei chatat get mixed up with evarei ola, you can sacrifice them. Why? Because l'reach nichach. And they don't think that Chachamim darsh in the otam to say that the reach nichach is only for se'or and dvash. They think that the drashah l'reach nichach applies across the board. This is Rabbi Yehuda's understanding. They all think it's no problem. You could put it on, and either it's for the ola, or it's for etzim. You could say it's the shem etzim, and in that way resolve the issue. Second topic, they also don't disagree about. Berovea v'nirba, okay, that was our psulei mizbeach. They can't go on the mizbeach. Shelo yikrivu. Both of them agree that no way can those go on the mizbeach if they get mixed up with anything, right? Those are not allowed no matter what. So the first thing they agree about, of course you can do it. The second thing they agree about, of course you can't do it, okay? The third issue, alma nechleku, al evarei olat mima shenijarvu be'evarei ba'alat mum. They disagree if you have evarim of an ola, which was a good ola, mixed up with evarim of a mum, and you don't know which evarim, right? Are these baal mum, or are they not from the baal mum? Rabbi Eliezer omer yikrivu. This is the source of the machloka between them. Rabbi Eliezer says, no problem. These can be sacrificed. And how so? Again, v'ro'ani lamala ki'ilu heinetzin. Right again, the reach nichach answer. It's only if they're the reach nichach. But if you're putting them l'shem etzim, you can burn balemum, evarim of balemum, to kindle the fire. The chachamim omrim, lo yikrivu. Chachamim say, no way, you can't put evarim of a balemum on top. So now they're going to say, well, why would you distinguish between Rabbi Eliezer, maishna rovea v'nirba de lo chazu. In the rovea v'nirba case, Rabbi Eliezer says, no way can these go on the mizbeach. So how does he allow balemum? And why didn't he say by rovea v'nirba, also, it could be l'shem etzim. Right? In other words, either he thinks you can put things l'shem etzim, or he thinks you can't. Why start distinguishing between roveh v'nirba, an animal that engaged in bestiality, versus a ba'alat mum? So what do they say? Here, so maishna roveh v'nirba de lo chazu, ba'alat mum, nami lo chazu. In other words, they should all be the same. So what do we, okay, so now we're going to have two answers. We're going to start with one and then reject it. We're going to assume that the reason why Rabbi Elazar allows a baal mum, is in theory, they're both psulei mizbeach. Baal mum can't go on the mizbeach, Rabbi Avinirba can't go. So Rav Huna's the first suggestion is going to say, we're not talking about a real baal mum. Okay? We're talking about a small mum. Okay? Not a significant one. We've seen this before. I'm Rav Huna, bidukin sheba'ayin. Okay? So when you have this, like, I think it's like a crusty kind of thing on the eye, where it's not exactly a real baal mum. And that's what we're talking about. Va'aliba de Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbi Akiva, in this opinion we saw, damar imalu lo yerdu, right? If it already went, if you put this animal with dukin shaba'ayin on the mizbeach, then you don't have to take it off the mizbeach. So therefore, we're going to say, that's what we're talking about. That's why you're allowed to bring it on the mizbeach. But there's an obvious problem here, which is, what did Rabbi Akiva say? Imalu lo yerdu. That's a din of bidyeved, not l'chatchila. Here we're talking about, we have an animal with dukin shaba'ayin, we have it mixed up with other animals. We're allowed to lechatchila burn them all on the mizbeach, and you know, say at least if there's a baal mum, we're just using it for etzim. But Rabbi Akiva was a bidyeved. If it already went, then you don't have to take it off. But it doesn't mean you can put it on. So they say now that's going to be their rejection. Imer damer Rabbi Akiva diavad lechatchila. Sorry, diavad. If you already did it, lechatchila mi amar. But lechatchila, did he say? No way. So amar Rav Papa. Hacha b'mayaskinan, this is the case. Kigon sha'alu al gabei kevesh. What happened? You already brought it onto the ramp. That becomes a bedieved. Because it was already on the ramp. Once it was already on the ramp, which is considered already on the mizbeach, right? Then you're allowed to put it on the mizbeach because that's the case of imalu, lo yirdu. Okay? So now they say, okay, so now we're going to, so now, look at it according to Rav Papa. According to Rav Papa, we're going to say that Rabbi Eliezer is saying that if you had a Baal Mum mixed up with a regular animal, and the Baal Mum had, one second, according to this, right, and then you had this with the Dukin Shaba'ayin, right, and it goes up on the Kevesh, then it's B'dieved already, you can put it on the Mizbeach, because it's already on the ramp. So now they say, Ihachi afilu be'inayu, but that doesn't make any sense. Because then, why are you bringing us this case of they got mixed up together? If a regular Baal Mum by itself, we know it's a Baal Mum, we're 100% certain it's a Baal Mum, it ends up on the ramp, it has this Dukin Shaba'ayin. Since Rabbi Akiva says, Imalu lo yirdu, once it's on the ramp, it's already as if it's on the Mizbech, you can already bring it up to the Mizbech. Okay? So basically, they're rejecting this and saying that would make no sense that that's the case here, because you wouldn't need a case of a Tarovet to teach that halacha. You could just say it by itself. If you know it's a Baal Mum, 100%. And we want to find a case where there's a Tarovet. So, we reject this whole thinking that it's about Bidukin Sheba'ayin. Ela, Tamei de Rabbi Eliezer, the reason why he says this is, Miet Rachmana, Mum Bam, Hu Dilo Yeratsu. Ha Al Yedei Tarovet, Yeratsu. Yeratsu. So, what's this Pasuk? Okay, the Pasuk is, where's my Torah or? It's not here. Okay, I wrote it down. The pasuk from Vayikra Kaf Bet Kaf Hei, Ki Mashchetam Bahem, this is talking about Mumim, Mum Bam Lo Yeratzu Lachem. Okay, there's going to be two words we're going to darshan here. Ki Mashchetam Bahem, we're going to darshan, and Mum Bam. Okay, there's this Bahem and the Bam. So first we're just going to darshan Mum Bam. So what do we say? Mum Bam means this has a Mum. So what does Rabbi Lezer say? Only if this for sure has a Mum. But right? Hal yedei ta'arovet, if we're not sure that the mum is bam, right, which maybe it is, maybe it isn't, we don't know which animal, then yeratsu, then you can bring it on the mizbeach. Okay? And then we're going to say, lechatchila, you can put it on the mizbeach. Okay? You don't have to give this pitaron, it was already on the ramp or something like that. No, lechatchila, you can do it because of a drasha and the pasuk. For Rabbanan, so what does Rabbanan do with mum bam? Because they don't think you could put this on the mizbeach. Remember, they said you have to leave it to be notar and then burn it. Mum bam, hu dilo yeratsu, ha'avar mum yeratsu. What does this mean? If the mum is in it, mum bam, then you can't do it. But only if the mum is bam. If the mum was there and the mum went away, then you're allowed to bring it on the mizbeach. Now, why is this a chidush? Because you might have thought, remember we've learned about dichui, that you would say, well, once it's pasul for being sacrificed because it's got a mum, it's dichui forever, and you can't actually bring it and use it again. So he comes and teaches, no, mum bam means that in this case, we don't say that. It's not nidche. Okay? If it has a mum and the mum goes away, we can now use it on the mizbeach. So that's what he darshes from mum bam. So now, obviously, Rabbi Lezer, where's he going to learn that halacha from? Because he uses mum bam to teach this halacha about the tower of it. Rabbi Lezer, mi bam bahem. Because of the bam and the bahem, he darshens them both. And Rabbanan, why don't they darshen both? Rabbanan, bam bahem lo darshe, right? They don't view this as unnecessary, both unnecessary, as darshening them. Ihachi, if that's the case. Now, if that's the case, what? If Rabbi Lezer is saying, mum bam, hu dilo yeratsu, el al yidei tarovet yeratsu, meaning, mida oraita, the Torah is telling us that the Torah is already declaring, oh yeah, you can put it on, no problem. Then, what don't we need that Rabbi Lezer said? We don't need ro'ani. What did he say, ro'ani? Oh, well, that if this isn't good, then it'll be etzim b'mizbeach. But if the Torah said it's fine, then you don't need to be ro'ani. The Torah says it. Once it's in a tarovet, you can sacrifice it. So, ihachi ro'eh, what do you need this ro'eh for? Harachmana achshere. The Torah already said it's kasher. So now, what do we answer? When he said ro'ani, he was talking l'divrehem ka'amar l'hu. L'divrehem ka'amar. L'divrehem ka'amar lehu. In other words, according to their dvarim, he was retorting to chachamim and saying, according to you, and that's according to me, I think this is all mutar according to the Torah. But according to you who doesn't think so, lididi, right, he says like this, to me, rachmana achshere, right, the Torah permitted it. Lididchu, but according to you, odali miha, at least admit to me, the basar ba'alat mum ke'etzim dami, midi dahave abasar chatat. Now we're going to, what did we do? We had these three cases. We had the case of the chatat and the ola, which everyone says is fine. We had the case of the roveah and nirba, which everyone said is no good. So we started comparing Rabbi Shimon to the roveah and nirba. Why did he say it's no good there, but he said it's okay by the mum? Now Rabbi Eliezer is using the other side, and he's saying, Rabbanan, according to you, you said chatat and ola can go on the mizbech. So why are you distinguishing? I think that the mum is kasher no matter what. You don't need to do this ro'im ki'ilu hametzim because you don't need it. The Torah already permitted it. But for you, who doesn't think so, but when it comes to the chatat, you say ro'im ki'ilu hametzim, so why don't you say the same thing by the mum? Let's use your same logic there and apply it to the Baalei Mum. So now, why wouldn't Rabbanan do that? Rabbanan, so why would they distinguish between basar chatat, right? We don't know is it basar chatat or basar ola, or we don't know if it's Baal Mum or not. So there's a big difference between basar chatat and Baal Mum. Because Rabbanan, hacha mi'ise, hatam lo mi'ise. That's when it comes to the chatat, we're going to allow it, because it's true we have this isur, you can't burn it after the main part has already been burned, but it's not something disgusting, or that can't go on the mizbech, potentially, just can't go on the mizbech because we already burnt the other stuff on the mizbech. But in theory, it's something that could go on the mizbech, whereas a mum can't go on the mizbech, like it's disgusting. You're not allowed to put a mum on the mizbech, a baal mum, and therefore, they don't allow it. That's why they allow the basar chatat, and they don't allow this. Okay, new Mishnah. Evarim be'evarim ba'alei mumim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, okay, if you have Evarim mixed up with Evarim of Baalei Mumim, now you're going to see why this clearly doesn't match the opinion we just saw. The opinion we just saw, remember, I have to just remind you, it wasn't our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah said that the previous Mishnah said there's a machloka between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim about Evarei Chatat Shenitarbu ve'Evarei Ola. The other opinion that we brought, Rabbi Yehuda from Abraita, says that the machloka between them was about Baalei Mum. If you have a Baal Mum mixed up with another one, right, with a regular animal, can you sacrifice them on the Mizbech l'chatchila, right? According to Rabbi Eliezer, you can put it on the Mizbech. According to our Mishnah, it's the same thing. It's Evarim Baalei Mum mixed up with regular Evarim. But we're going to learn now, you can't put them on l'chatchila on the Mizbech. Okay? What can you do? We saw this already. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im karav kerev rosh echad mehen, yikrivu kol harashim. If we already sacrificed one head on the Mizbeach, that's what happens. We have a whole mix of, let's say, five animals. One of them we know was a Baal Mum, but we don't know which one. We put one of the heads on the Mizbeach. We can assume what? Remember this? We can assume that maybe that one was the Baal Mum, and now we can bring all the other ones on the Mizbeach. Now, that's different. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need to do that. You could, l'chatchila, put the Baal Mum on the Mizbeach because you could say, well, it's l'shem etzim. Right, or really not even, according to the conclusion, we said it's not even l'shem etzim. You can say that the Torah said only if you know it's a mum bam and not if it's a suffix mum bam because you don't know because it was mixed up. Okay? According to this, you wouldn't be able to do it. It's only if bidyeved, you already sacrificed one of them and then realized, you know, maybe you had a baal mum somewhere and then you say, oh my God, the baal mum, I don't know what happened to the animal, must have got mixed up with these and maybe that was the one that went on. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, once you sacrifice one head, you can sacrifice all the other heads. Likewise with the kra'ayim. Kra'ayim shalachad mehen. If you took the thigh of one of them, yikrivu kol ha'kra'ayim. Okay? All of them can be sacrificed. V'chachamim omrim, afilu kirvu kulam chutz me'achad. Even if you took, let's say I gave an example of five, you took all five, but you left one over, yetzei lebeit ha'srifa. And then we already learned this. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, lo ichshir Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, sorry, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said about Rabbi Elazar's opinion in the Mishnah here. Lo ichshir Rabbi Elazar, ela shnayim shnayim, aval echad echad lo. We said there were two interpretations. Either if you already brought two on the Mizbeach, then we can say likely one was the Baal Mum. Or if you already sacrificed one, Then if you want to sacrifice the others, you can only do them in pairs, because then you know that while you're sacrificing something on the Mizbeach, at least one of them is good. Mativ Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya questions now. V'chachamim omrim afilu kervu kulam chutz me'echam mehem yetzeh lebet ha'srefa. So here you see, what does Chachamim say? Even, right, afilu kervu kulam chutz me'echam mehem. So it seems like Rabbi Eliezer was talking about one at a time, because Chachamim were retorting back about one. So Amar lo Rabbi Yirmiya bar Tachlifa ezbera lach, I'll explain it to you. My echad zug echad. Echad doesn't mean one, well, it means a pair. Okay, new Mishnah. Dam shenitarev b'mayim. You have dam that you want to sprinkle on the Mizbeach or present on the Mizbeach. Im yesh bo mar, and now it gets mixed up with water. So the question is, can you still use it as dam? So im yesh bo mar'it dam kasher, if it looks like blood, okay, the color, it's all about the color. If it looks like blood, then it's okay. Dam nitarev b'yayin. Okay, this is based on because it has to look. I forget what they say. It looks like dam. Why is that significant? Because 1 second. Right, in chulin. The Gemara in chulin says, kol mar'eh admumit mechaprim. Any reddish color can be mechaper, okay? If it looks like red. Obviously, it has to be blood, but if it's blood that looks like red, so it comes from there. So dam shenitarev b'mayim, if it looks like dam, it's okay. Nitarev b'yayin, what if it gets mixed up with wine, where of course it's going to look like blood, but maybe there's a ton of wine and just a drop of blood. So how do you know? So what do you do? Ro'ino to ki'ilu humayim nitarev b'dam behem, nitarev Humayim nitarev bedam, behema o bedam chaya. No, bedam behema o bedam chaya. So here, roino to ki'ilu humayim. Period. Sorry. Okay. So now, what do we say? If it gets mixed up with yayin, we calculate. If the wine had been water, would it still look red? That's what you have to do. Bedam behema o bedam chaya. What if it gets mixed up with the dam of a regular animal or a chaya? Ro'ino to ki'ilu humayim. Again, we view it. Again, we try to figure out if we took out all that other blood, would it look like blood still? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein dam evatel dam. Okay, what does he say? Dam can't cancel out other blood, and therefore, according to him, it's always going to be okay. In other words, as long as there's dam in there and you put it on the Mizbeach, it doesn't matter what percentage, anything, it's fine. According to the Tanakhama, it depends on how much of the other substance there is. Nitarev bedam psulim. But now we're going to say, what if it gets mixed up with dam that's disqualified dam? Yishafech la'amah. There's nothing you could do about it. It has to go into the amah. Like, let's say the dam is tameh or something. Or roveh or nirba or something like that. Or shchutz l'zmano, chutz l'mkomo. Bedam atamtzit, you remember what the dam atamtzit is? There's the dam that comes out when you sheft it, and then there's the dam that's inside the animal. And it has to be, ki nefesh habasar badam hu, v'ani netativ lachem l'chaper al mizbeach. So therefore, what kind of dam? It has to be the dam nefesh, not the dam atamtzit. So if it gets mixed up with dam atamtzit, yishafech la'ama. Okay, that has to be thrown into the gutter. Rabbi Eliezer machshir. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer says these are fine also. We'll see in the Gemara on the next stuff, what the reason is. V'im lo nimlach v'natan kasher. And even according to Tanakhama, even according to the first opinion, if you didn't check what the halacha is and you did it anyway, then it's okay. In other words, you shouldn't use it if it's mixed with the damatan seed or dam psulim, but if you did, anyway, it's kasher. Amar b'chia bar abba amar b'yochanan. Lo shanu ela shenaflu mayim l'toch dam. Now we're going to have a huge limitation in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say this Mishnah is only talking about if water fell. You had a cup of blood and the water fell into it, and we've seen this din before about dinei bitul. Aval nafal dam letoch mayim. But if the blood fell into a cup of water, let's say a huge cup of blood fell into a cup of water, but as it falls, what happens? It goes in stages, right? Every drop that falls in, we call this rishon rishon batel. One drop falls into the cup, it's batel to the mayim. The next drop falls in, it's batel to the mayim. So in the end, you're just going to have water. Even if you end up, it looks very red and it's got a lot of blood, since the dam fell into the mayim, as soon as it fell in, each part of it, each time, it was canceled. And then there's no dam. You can't call this dam. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, this whole Mishnah is only talking about water falling into dam or wine or whatever it might be, but not dam falling into another substance. Amara Papa, Ulinyan Kisui Enokain. There's a mitzvah of Kisui Adam that you're supposed to cover up the blood of the animal after you slaughter it. And when that, if that's the case, and the dam fell into water, we don't say Rishon Rishon Batel. Why is that? Lefisha Ein Dichoy B'mitzvot. We don't have a halacha of dichoy when it comes to mitzvot. Okay, when it comes to a mitzvah, we don't say that, oh, this was already canceled and it's not dam. We only say that for other things. But this is a mitzvah of kisoy adam, so if enough blood falls in that it's now looks like blood, then we're going to say you have to be mechaseh the dam, as opposed to in our case where we don't say the same thing. Okay, we'll stop here and pick up on Sunday.